The good news, says Garrick Brown, is that the Bay Area's regional economy is strong these days. Very strong.
The Bay Area is arguably the strongest growth economy in the United States. For example, we've seen more growth in the Bay Area's office market than what we've seen in Manhattan, a market that's four times its size.
But, Brown adds, there's a downside to that, an acute shortage of rental housing.
But if we're talking about affordable housing, it's a crisis throughout the region. And it's starting to shape things. In fact, our greatest danger now is that the economy here overheats and it starts pricing people out. So that the companies that have been driving so much of this growth, it starts getting too expensive for them to do business here, and they start looking at alternatives elsewhere.
Brown, based in Sacramento, is the regional vice president of research for DTZ, an international commercial real estate services company. He spoke to the North Bay chapter of the California Apartment Association in Rohnert Park Tuesday afternoon. The surging housing costs in San Francisco are driving a growing number of people to look outside the city. But he said they are also more likely to move eastward than into the North Bay.
Almost all of the trend of people being priced out of the market, they're overwhelmingly landing in the East Bay. And that's really a reflection on public transit. The challenge we have in the North Bay is that public transit just isn't at the levels we need it to be. The new train line going in is going to help quite a bit. The average rent in San Francisco is $3,400 a month now, but you go across the Bay and it's $2,200 a month. Those are still numbers that are prohibitive for people to own cars. And our rents aren't that far off up here.
Then there is the problem of supply here, Brown adds. There isn't any.
Sonoma's been a lot more willing to embrace new development. In Marin County, it's about as anti-development friendly as you can get. And our challenge is, we look at the marketplace and this lack of supply. We've had all this in-migration. We have the population growing on its own. We don't have enough supply to meet the demand. And unless we get more supply, we're stuck in this rent spiral where we are going to continue to price people out.
This is not just a legacy of the recession, says Scott Gerber, the director of multifamily services for DTZ's office in San Rafael. He attributes the current rental shortage to three interlocking factors.
Sonoma County probably needs 1,000 units, 1,500 units a year to be built. And literally in the last 5 years, there's been maybe 500 or 600 units. Why is that? Well, the redevelopment agencies are closed. Then the building and planning departments said, we don't have the staff to approve new projects. Yet at the same time, they were getting pressure to replace the lost revenue from development, entitlement fees, permit. These things pay the cost of some of the staff. So they decided to raise the fees.
Although there are a handful of previously approved projects now under construction, Gerber says the current situation is virtually unprecedented.
We don't have new development, which we've always had in Sonoma County. If you look back at the 80s, maybe 15 to 20% of the housing stock was built in the 80s in this county, and maybe less than 5% was built since 1990, and now it's drying up further.
The most critical need now is for more apartments, he says. As for most families, they represent the first step toward eventual home ownership. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.